All their faces were dull and faded. Blues all washed out and pixelated. There's no proof they.
The Green River Festival is a music and hot air balloon festival in Western Massachusetts taking place July 8th, 9th, and 10th on the grounds of Greenfield Community in Greenfield, Massachusetts. Presented by the record label Signature Sounds, the first Green River Festival took place in 1986 as a free one-day festival headlined by NRBQ, who are returning to the festival this year to help celebrate the 30th anniversary. Headliners include Dawes, Tedeschi Trucks Band, Shovels and Rope, and Shaky Graves. There will be music on three stages, family events, hot air balloon rides, a maker market, a new sustainability partnership with Clean Canteen, and much, much more. Jim Olson is the president of Signature Sounds. He joins us this morning to tell us about this weekend's Green River Festival. Jim, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing on this hot day?
It is. It's a good day. Today would be a good day for a festival, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, it's going to get pretty warm here. I don't know. I understand it's going to cool by the weekend, which should be a good thing.
Good news. So how did you get to 30 years? How did that happen?
You know, it happened very slowly and organically. This event at first was a very small kind of country fair, and we've since grown into a three-day festival with about 15,000 people attending.
What was the original intent, and how has that mission gone on over the years?
Well, originally, the original intent of the festival was to be a hot air balloon rally. It was sponsored by the local Chamber of Commerce, the Franklin County Chamber of Commerce. And if you know anything about hot air ballooning, the balloons can only go up in the early morning and yep. in the early evening due to atmospheric conditions. So they had this balloon fair, and they were finding they needed to fill in during the day so that people wouldn't just come for the balloons and leave. So I started programming music there in 1987, first usually just local bands. Sometimes we would have the symphony on Friday evening. And it's since really kind of flipped and become more of a music festival that has some hot air balloons than rather the other way around.
When you look at how it has grown over time, you are, it's 3 days, three stages, a lot of big name groups. So this really has grown and blossomed.
It really has, and it's been really fun to watch over the years. We actually just published a book for this year for our 30th anniversary. It's called Music in the Air, and it sort of goes chronologically through the years, and it's just kind of amazing to watch sort of a slow, steady progression of growth for the festival, and we're to the point now where we have people from 20 different states and different countries coming in specifically for our event, which is really great.
So what is on the docket this year? I read some of the events. How will it lay out over the 3 days, July 8th, 9th, and 10th?
Well, you know, we have a tremendous amount of great music. We bring in 40 bands. Maybe a quarter of them are local bands, and then the rest are from, you know, nationally and internationally. We have a group called OPEP from Australia this year. We have groups from all over the United States, some big names like Tedeschi Trucks and Dawes and Shovels and Rope and Peter Wolf from the Jay Giles Band. But we really also have a mission to bring in new and upcoming talent, people you will be hearing from in years to come. And so it's really a mixture of all kinds of American roots music. So musically, we've got that covered. It's always fantastic. The hot air balloons, we have go up six times during the festival. There's six flights, but there's also both Friday and Saturday night we do balloon glows where the balloonists actually stand up the balloons. They don't fly, but they stand them up on the lower field in the dark, and they do a synchronized light show with the flames. That's really spectacular if you've ever seen it. And, you know, beyond that, we're a very family-friendly event. There's lots to do for the kids. We have a huge kids' art tent and all kinds of games and activities, a hay maze, and all kinds of things going on for kids. Kids 10 and under are free. We're a very family-friendly event. And so there's just a lot going on. We have a fantastic food festival, craft wine and beer, and lots more. So it's a good time.
It certainly is. And one of the things that I just getting back to the music for a second is how many genres you have. This is a very eclectic festival musically.
Yes, and it's something that we really pride ourselves in. We have everything from world music to folk and bluegrass to blues to some indie rock. We kind of cherry pick the best of all these different genres and put together a real smorgasbord. And having three stages allows us to do that. So, you know, maybe if something on one stage is not to your taste, don't fear. There's two other things to choose from at any given time. So it really makes for a rich experience.
What do you look for in musical acts when you're putting the festival together?
Always look for something new and interesting, and also bands that don't tour in this part of the country all that often. So we often bring in music from New Orleans or from Texas, or like I say, from other parts of the world, sometimes from Canada, sometimes from England, this year from Australia. We just try to make it a really interesting mix.
So you have people that will camp, you have people and what is the situation there? Is a lot of that sold out, or how is that looking right now?
At this point, we're not sold out, although we're approaching it, but we should have tickets at the gate. We will have tickets at the gate if you show up any of the 3 days. The camping, some of it's sold out. Our RV camping is sold out, and our premium camping is sold out, but there's still campsites available for tent camping. The camping happens off-site. It happens a couple miles up the road at the Franklin County Fairgrounds, and then we have shuttle buses running from the campground to the festival.
There is a lot going on, and you can find out about the entire schedule and the entire festival by going to greenriverfestival.com, greenriverfestival.com. The 30th annual Green River Festival takes place July 8th, 9th, and 10th on the grounds of the Greenfield Community College in Greenfield, Massachusetts. And again, for more information, you can visit greenriverfestival.com. That link will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. Jim Olson is the president of Signature Sounds. Jim, thank you very much for being with us. Great pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you so much.
Best of luck with the festival. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.
Can't you see?